Well, guy, Omo, how far that wrestling now? I know.
What we are doing now, guy?
Guy, that's imposter, man. Guy, okay, so welcome to Only for the Family podcast. I'm your humble host, Young, and I'm here with my guy, superstar star boy. When you hear his music, you know what I mean. Like, bro, this nigga's hard as hell.
Whoa.
Superstar star boy, you Kennedy.
You know the fucking vibes.
Precious ladies, man.
Please,
Mr. Steel, okay.
But
dude, don't worry, your babe go yam, but we can't stop her from.
Don't tell you again, babe. No worry.
Okay, you see the way you just change your mouth. Before I say, women is hard to be under. Don't worry, I got you, bro. My niggas. So, Only for the Family podcast. I'm here, and my name is Young. My guy's name is
Kennedy.
Don't forget that name. This is episode 3. I thank you guys for like watching. My family, you know, my siblings. I thank you niggas for watching. I thank you niggas for promoting. I thank you niggas for like just even getting back to me, like telling me what you think, how I should change it, everything. I feel the love, man. Thank you. Okay, so this episode is just going to be about music, like Afrobeats. You know how big Afrobeats is right now. Like, I just want it to be about Afrobeats, and let's just talk about a few things. Have an Afrobeats conversation, like a proper conversation. You get? So we have some opinions that we'd like to talk about. The first question is that headies that we just did there. Did Wizkid deserve that Artist of the Year? I know, apart from like Wizkid FC and everything, like, does he actually deserve it? The year in view is from like August 2019 to like September 2020, something like that. And like, Wizkid, maybe Lagos didn't even drop until like October. So yeah, Wizkid literally had like one song, had Joro. I mean, bruh.
But I feel like Wizkid, no doubt, went super hard, like in his album, crazy hard. And he dropped one of the biggest, you know, projects ever. So,
Starboy.
Machala for life. So, yeah, you cannot say he doesn't deserve it because, I mean, he's Wizkid. This kid is supposed to be dripped with as much gold as he can get. So I swear, so like for real. So I don't know. You can't also run, push out Davido because Davido went hard.
Bro, Davido went hard. Bonaboy went hard.
Bonaboy went hard. Like so, you get like
bros went hard. Like,
but at some point it comes down to the fans. You understand? Who's like more steady with their stands?
Who is most what?
Steady. Like, look at Wizkid FC. They would die.
Bro, Wizkid's fan page has like 1.9 million followers on IG.
It's a fan page.
The fan page. Make I don't call names, but a big part of this upcoming. Make I just leave out.
And everybody will get there.
Bro, yeah, but exactly. Who now deserves that Artist of the Year? Are you saying Wizkid deserves it?
Man, in that respect, I don't have an opinion to that.
This guy's a dead guy.
I cannot point one person, honestly, because I love three of the albums. Yeah, so I mean, I can't.
Then body deserve.
But I think I fucked with David's album more. Like,
is it a good time?
Yeah, a better time.
No, I'm talking about like Headies, 2019 to 2020.
No,
like
a better
August.
Time is included now.
A better last time year. Is included.
Yeah, last year was 2029. He dropped it. Okay. You would. I actually have to include a better time because he dropped Femme within that period. And that was a massive.
Yeah, that massive was a banger. Drop. That was a banger.
No, he went.
That was a banger.
For like a while, and then came back and scattered the whole thing. So you have to add, you know, ABT, and ABT was hard.
Okay, so you're saying Davido is your guy for Artist of the Year. If you want to give anybody, just give Davido. But for me, I think Artist of the Year. Guy, without a doubt, my body, bro, it's Bonaboy. Like, is it that Bonaboy?
Okay,
is it that Bonaboy or who? How was Joe Boy? Did Joe Boy drop bangers?
Just dropped. I can't really Joe Boy just dropped a project like this period.
Yeah, okay, okay. So then it's Burna Boy. Like, Burna was hard. Oh my God, Burna was on fire. That Own It. Yeah, it was really, bro. Okay, okay. Burna was hard. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so,
your next, question.
Is Apollo better than African Giant? Or is he, in fact, Fashion African Giant? African Giant is like, one of the best Nigerian albums in recent time, like no cap. Then is Apollo better than Twice as Tall? Because we're comparing LTG and African Giant. Let's compare this one now. Why are you people sleeping? Because I know Agenda was moving that time. So let's move the Agenda now. Is Apollo better than Twice as Tall?
Better. Honestly, I feel like it depends on your genre of Afrobeat, because Afrobeat has its own genre. Yeah? So, what may seem better to me would devs not, would normally not see devs, but like maybe would not seem, you know,
calm to me as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly. So, what I fuck with may not be what you fuck with, basically.
Mm.
So, you cannot count the amount of people that fuck with. Exactly. So, just it depends on the people. I love both albums, guy. I can't even determine which one I stream more, guy. Can't. So basically, I won't say anyone is better. They are just, you know, two gigantic albums.
Okay.
They all deserve the recognition.
Okay. So this whole heady thing, Sef, like, is it weird that in Nigeria, when you get big, you just abandon, like see Davido them now. They are big, so like they just abandoned these headies. Guy, calm down. Just calm down. Like, is it as, what do you think?
You know, like, should,
if it's like, this is your country, these are the people that brought you up. We were the ones. I know headies is rubbish.
You know,
now,
he's not
but like, he should be loyal to your
side. He's loyal to his fans. He's loyal to you.
No, he should be loyal to like the people that brought them up now, or like, except they had a very, very bad.
Let me. Like, I don't know. Honestly, you can't. You can't really like, decide.
Bro,
what,
I don't know. They just
judge anybody from.
Was Tiwa Savage even in this last one?
I started watching it, so I don't think. So.
I don't think she was there, guy.
I was watching.
I don't think Tiwa Savage was there. I don't think Tekno was there. I don't think like anybody that wasn't nominated wasn't there. Like,
I guess. I don't even know, but you know,
they don't even go there. What is to like just mingle anymore? Mind. They just,
what's in somebody's mind? It's probably not what's in another person's mind. So two people may not have the same reasons as to why they are not there. But sometimes some people
guy
feel like
sharply.
Sometimes some people feel like
escape,
you know,
this question.
You know, agenda must agenda, and because they already
bro,
know
agenda
that agenda,
agenda
is going to agenda
for what
period.
Now? What are you saying?
They may probably, you know, absent themselves from it because it feel, or they may feel disrespected. So,
you know,
waiting for day.
What's the, you know, our top? In fact, Nigerian music in 2020 reached a new peak. Like,
I swear.
If you thought like 2019 was good, if you thought like African Giant was good. Like, if you thought Joe Boy's, you know, when he busted out, you know, Joe Boy was massive.
Still
like, it's still not the best Nigerian year for music. Like, the best year, I think, in my opinion, should be 2020. Just because we got, like...
Funny how it happened in a pandemic.
Yes, in a fucking pandemic, bro. Like, this pandemic thing is a cruise. Like,
there was this player,
so, and it's so terrible, but it can be so good for some people. As
it worked out for a lot of people, to be honest. There was a player, I think it was a YouTube, you know, video or something I saw.
Uh-huh.
They were interviewing this Dortmund player,
uh-huh,
and they asked him for his best song at that moment.
Okay,
and this guy called Omalay's, how was this album before?
Oh, I think I remember actually.
In that Omalay's album, so the first one before.
Is it Bad Influence?
Yes, God bless.
I think I remember which footballer was
I
that?
I can't remember, but I know the player plays for Dortmund. Can't remember.
I remember this interview actually.
He had to put them on. He put them on.
Yes, he put them on to Omalay, guy. It was crazy.
Imagine, so Omar was so guy.
Gamma was gassed as hell, bro.
This period.
Like, he was so happy.
This pandemic was good for, you know, Nigerian artists.
Pandemic was fucking good. So, like, and everybody dropped albums. Like, the thing we have been praying for. Yeah. Please, please, please. Burna Boy dropped, Davido dropped, Wizkid dropped, Tiwa Savage dropped.
Yes, yeah.
Tekno even dropped.
Yes.
Yemi Alade dropped too now. That Empress, was it 2020?
Was it 2020?
Bro, Fino even dropped, safe.
Guy.
Ah. Olamide, what are you saying? What are you saying? Copy that, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, no. 2020 was crazy. No, like,
happened, though, but like one thing
was
that
crazy.
It's Nigerian music.
Bruh, so like out of all these albums, you know, I've listened to everything, digested it, I've even vomited this back, you know, I've washed it, I've rinsed it, everything. So like now, it's time for us to pick a favorite.
Album of the year.
Album of the fucking year 2020.
Okay.
Guys, this one is hard.
I don't want to disrespect nobody.
No, it's not even disrespect, it's just like personal opinion.
Album of the year.
Even that caveman, The Roots, I mean, guys, the caveman, bro. That album is sweet. That album is sweet.
Scattered my head, bro.
Hey!
Scattered my
head. Bro. 2020 was massive. Jesus.
So, album. Guy, I'm.
God, that album. Special shout out to the caveman, man. Come on, bro. Damn. I pray you guys listen to this. Like,
high life at
bro. Jesus. I almost died. Like, when I found out about the album, I was in Lagos, but like I was going to the village in like 2-3 days. So I just listened to it. This was like in August, it would be December village.
Yeah.
So I just listened to it like 2-3 times. Like those days as I was transitioning to the village, I just listened to it throughout. And like when I now landed and like the breeze, you know, when you reach village, the breeze is different. I say, everything just feels so free. Like the air is like better, just the vibe. Like you're with your people, bro. Like that's crazy. Drinking palm wine, you know, guy. That vibe. So that album, like, elevated that vibe
for me.
That's
the kind of sound.
Guy,
they fuck with them so hard.
God, why would they fuck with them in the East? I would be angry if they're not fucking with them in the East. Bro, see music. Okay.
But decide.
Enough.
Hype. Yeah, you hype.
Guy, I love the album. The Caveman. Yeah. I just want to drop like all the good ones that I really like.
Oh,
the Caveman, Wizkid, Made in Lagos. About Amari, The Devil You Don't Know, I think. Bro, that album is crazy as well. I actually like the videos, The Better Time album. God, that album too was mad. Yeah. I can't even lie. That album was too mad. Who else for me?
Burna.
I like Burna, but like, I didn't really like it.
Really?
It's just particular songs, like if you want to put the songs versus another album, guy, them smoke each other. Like, okay, wait, see, look, let's just add Burna Twice and Store. Let's add Twice and Store.
Add it, it was so big, Grammy,
because it was then. It was very, very big. So, like, it reached to because
it to even win, safe.
Yeah, exactly. Who else dropped? What's your own? Mention some albums that you liked.
Literally mentioned most of them, guy, if not all.
Yabasi, you say like Yabasi.
Yeah, I like Yabasi.
Basketball.
Basket just went together, Oxlade.
Bro, I'm sure the vibe would have been crazy, man. It's just been me, I haven't really
sexy.
Listened to
it. I have it here. I'll play for you, man. It's a very sexy album.
Okay, Yabasi. What else? Which other album?
Let's pick from the one.
Out of
all the ones mentioned.
Album of the year. Okay, let me pick. I think I'll pick my top three, okay. And I'll pick like a top one instead of top three.
Okay.
So my top three for this year, Amari is surely inside. Made in Lagos is surely inside. It's just the third guy. Wow. God, I can't lie. I think he's the caveman, man. That's my top three. Like Amari. Whiskey, and the Cavemen.
I seem to have forgotten that Omar dropped the project.
Bro, Omar's project was hard, but like I can't be putting it in album talk. Like you get, it's hard, but like he should do that madness with 14 tracks, bro. Do you understand? He just doing it with 4 tracks. It's easy. Do it 14. It's not easy. Okay, it's not easy. It's not easy. But like. Like respect now, you have to respect people that are doing. Bro, you think he's a big. Oh yeah, no.
I just realized that even Chike dropped the project.
Chike dropped again.
Bob of the Bullets, when was it? Wasn't it last year?
Bob of the Bullets, check, open your phone, let me see.
2020. Was last
year. Are you serious? Bob of the Bullets was 2020.
2020. Check, Finos Artist, last year. When they tried.
He's a lie. Bob of the Bullets was
2020, bro.
How now? What did he drop in 2019?
He has been dropping now. Chike is a steady artist now.
What did he drop in 2019? What's the name of the album?
Santi dropped a project. End of the. No, what's the name of that project? We called.
Santi.
Yes.
You mean in 2019?
2020, bro.
Santi dropped in 2020.
Bro, that's what I'm seeing here. I need it 2020.
This is a single. This is not a project.
The single was in the project.
Open this thing. Santi dropped. Are you serious?
Yes.
Guy, more down for.
Yeah.
Down for mod me, bro. I didn't even know how now. Are you serious? No fucking why me. Make kind of vex for you, I say. You see, he didn't drop now. Me, how will I not know if Santa drop?
How did you change
something? See, okay, now, the last drop was. Bro, Mike.
Okay, that was.
I'm a Santa fan, like. Song? I've heard the song. End of the Weekend is hard, dude. Hard. Okay, so album of the year. You've still not called your top three. Call your top three now.
I don't know how you didn't add ABT to that list, but okay. ABT.
ABT.
Made in Lagos.
Stop.
Magic. I'm gonna put it. But then that's how I fucked with this guy.
Guy was
ABT
hard.
Made in Lagos. I fucked with a lot of projects though. Even this Czech guy, too, I fucked with this project. But, ABT, honestly, it's, ABT twice as tall and made in Lagos. But, if I'm picking one, the way I streamed it, the ones I streamed the most.
Okay.
I love three of them.
No, you're good. Please. They're already in your top three. Do you get it? Like, it's obvious you like it. So.
I fuck with all of them. But then I just listen to ABT more.
Ah,
I love Davido guy.
God, Davido is hard.
I respect Davido.
God, Davido is hard. Like a weary. Everything is a hit, bro. They wire me.
Head to toe. So yeah. Fuck to Davido. Okay, man. Okay. So hard.
Everything was hard.
What about you?
Me, my best. Just based off like how like. It has just lasted in my system, like, because to me songs don't really last. I just play it and I like it, and I like play. But like after a month at best, or even like 3 weeks. No, a month is good. After like a month, the plays will drop like mad. So yeah, that's what I've been thinking. But guy with. The album I'm about to call, like, it hasn't fucking dropped. Like, it's still up there. Anytime, in fact, every time I go outside, like, everybody's playing it.
Wow,
the album is.
Drum roll.
Made in Lagos.
Yeah, I knew that's what you're
going
to
say. Guy has to be made in Lagos now.
It's like.
Guy, everywhere I go. Everywhere I go, Uber,
Made in Lagos. Whiskey.
And it's not that they are playing one song. Like, it's not like they're playing a hit or something. They're just playing the whole album. Any song. You can be in the car, like, they'll play. I'm sure now. Can be in the car, they'll play Ginger, yeah. Can be in the supermarket, they're playing Essence. You can be in the bar, they're playing Roma. Yeah, like, anywhere you go, you just hear inside bus.
You hear Essence. You saw this guy's tweet now, Black Street.
Yes, now that guy fucks.
He said Whiskey dropped the hardest project of
the whole 2020 guy. That like album was bad. I don't know if he dropped the best project of any genre.
Guy,
just because I'm a fan, like I won't let myself do that kind of thinking.
It's
like
what Black said.
Because I'm a fan, I think I'll already be biased towards Wizkid. Then I might not now even want to give him because they'll say, oh, he's a Wizkid fan. So like that bias is already there. Like no matter what, Wizkid and like he cannot be included. If I remove him, then maybe I can pick. But so far he's there, I can't pick. So like
Best song of, you know, 2019. What do you mean 2019 to 2020? Like you're talking of 2019 steady.
Best song 2019-2020. I mean like because of how hard AG LTG. ABT A Good no, Time, sorry.
A Good Time, yeah.
LTG, Fireboys thing.
Yeah.
Burna Boy's African Giants.
Bro, that's
like Joe Boy's project crazy. To Rema guy. Bro, out, Rema, the Rema won't keep people, bro. Santi says Santi still with balance that 2019. The Iwa. Bro, 2019 was God. See, the years the music just keeps getting better. Do you get?
The Iwa.
Do you get? This thing is crazy. Yeah.
But then,
I think the Mr. Easy dropped 2019. What year did he drop that Accra to London? Lagos to London.
So, that's so long. It's been long.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, no. Maybe 2018 then. But like, anyhow, there were so many good albums and so many good songs in 2019. So then to 2020, my best song in 2019.
Huh.
I think it's Burna Boy's Anybody. Okay, no, wait. That was too quick. I also like Blew My Mind. Like Blew My Mind was wow. Blew My Mind won't kill me, bro.
Guy, that was a big jam.
Guy, Blew My Mind was massive. Yeah, massive. Then Joe Boy's, I think Joe Boy just hit me back to back. Baby, Beginning.
Was that 19?
Okay, I heard it in 19, Sha. So maybe it wasn't 19. Beginning was 19. I'm beginning to fall. Then that Mayoko O2. What's the name? What's the one that sang with Mayoko?
Don't call me back,
bro.
But bro,
like
how
guy just the just the hit.
To add Mayo.
Guy.
No, this Mayo. Mayo is supposed to see. Let me tell you something about Mayo. Mayo is the first of all is the king of features.
Bro, see, Mayo, I've not seen any feature that Mayo did not kill. Sha. Let me just
swear.
Let me just be.
Giving Mayo your song is like putting salt in soup. You know, Burna making no sweets.
Mayo, Lego.
Burna making no sweets. Guy, why did you get what's wrong into the future? Mayo. Guy, add some kind sexy.
Guy, Mayo don't
do. Mayo scatter my head. He's fit for artist of the year.
Yeah, for real, man. For
you
real.
Can actually put him in that category. Hands down.
But like Mayo's things were not like proper songs to me, Sha. Like all this of Lele, of Lagos, gang. That would not be gang. Cruise, that would not be really true. Song. But I just cruise with blue. That cruise with blue. But bro, Mayo should still be an artist of the year. Yeah. Like it's not fucking
when
easy,
Mayo,
bro.
When Mayo drops a project, then
it's not fucking.
When
easy,
he
bro.
Drops his project,
hehe. Yeah, so what's best song? 2019-2020.
Imagine 2020 there was Betty Butter.
Guys, 2020 there was Betty Butter, there was Your Body and Your Body. Mayo Bastard. Guy music what the guy boy. The talent what killer.
You joke.
Too legend. You know,
yeah, my best song probably be 2019. End of the Weekend.
2019.
Wasn't it 2019? Or was it
20? I think it was
2020.
Oh,
okay.
So you really like End of the Weekend, guy. That's fuck, hard though. I like it too, actually.
So hard.
Ah, End of the Weekend. Santi, fucking G.
Santi was
now my guy now. I sabia.
Best new artist.
Best no chill. Chill. Okay, so that was the last song. That was the last question, actually. Best song. What was our best song?
Best song 2019.
Like, we still haven't concluded, funny enough.
I swear.
What was the best song?
Yeah, wait. I don't know.
Guys, anybody. Anybody. Should we just guys? I can't even pick. Like I said,
AGT dropped 19.
I can't pick. I'm sorry.
AGT dropped.
I can't pick a best song.
I can't.
Guys, because if you want to even look at best song, we still look at like how big it was. Then we still look at streams. You get?
Yeah.
And there's another. You know that Whiskey's Juru guy. That song blew like it, but I don't know how it blew, but it just blew.
It was everywhere.
It's so easy for massive them, on TikTok. It's so easy. Those women, and they are dancing.
Funny
like,
how he's not
they are dancing.
Any challenge? You know
when? Did he even start any challenge? You like?
Drop song. Say, oh, so,
that
so
person
challenge.
Just start out.
Start out.
Juru. It was first like Juru bottle water challenge.
Bro, yeah.
Before you go, cause people got change out to Juru challenge.
Funny devil just the
whiskey. That guy, I don't know if it's the full hour. It was something the full hour guy.
Stop. Nah, man,
the guy's blessed, bro.
Now.
Fuck.
Don't bless him.
God,
die,
God,
that
guy,
bless
that guy is
die.
Gone, man. Like,
but then I can't, like we said, I can't pick a favorite song.
I can't pick a favorite song.
We're heavy. Well, yeah, that's it.
So, man, shout out to 2019, man. That's the end of the podcast. It's bye from me, your humble host, Young, and my guy.
Please stream my new single out on all platforms.
Bro, that song is hard. Like, if you don't stream it, it's your business. The song is
girl,
mad.
African Girl by Kennedy.
The song Much is love. Mad. Please listen to my guy's music, I beg. Bye to the next episode. Booyah!